And consequently, with such qualifications as have to be made, I cannot tell you how important it is. Well, there are two things that are important. One question, but notice a long answer. To be open with superiors, but sisters, superiors better preserve the confidences. Am I clear? Keep what they're told by the sisters in confidence. And if something which they learn from one of their, say, sisters, as if he learns about it, and she prays and is convinced this should be told, say, to a higher superior, or told to a priest or a bishop, depending on what the knowledge is, then, and this is, sisters, this is a law of God, permission should be obtained from the one who shares the secret. Am I clear? Because the one thing that nobody who shares something secret with another person, even a superior, otherwise why share the secret if it's to be broadcast to everybody? In other words, those in authority in community must respect the confidentiality of what they learn. And with that, you'll go on. Now, sisters, I thought, and this, by the way, is a very good magazine, Christian Order, published in England. For example, this issue, May 1996, article, first article, on real women. Second, protecting Our Lady. Third, return of a prodigal son. Next, our revelation addresses itself to politics. God's revealed word says a lot about politics. And finally, the priest as priest. Now, this, I think, would be worth, it's not very long, frankly. It would be, I think, worthwhile. It's an article on communion in the hand. Written by a father, Meuli. Does the name sound familiar? Meuli, M-E-U-L-I. You just read a few sentences. Over the past 25 years, we have introduced into worship, on our own initiative, on our own authority, novelties that God did not command. I don't suppose anything like that has happened in the past 25 years. But if it has, I should be the best of it. If you recall any of the sanctions that were visited upon the Jews in the Old Testament for doing precisely that, you may legitimately be alarmed because of some of the things that happened. For example, in the Old Testament, the earth opened under their feet, swallowed them, and closed over them again. Then we go on. I don't suppose anything like that has happened in the past 25 years. Or, if it has, it has been brought to our attention. But a vast number of things have gone astray in worship, and I wish today to bring to your attention one which I once upon a time thought pretty low on the hierarchical scale of importance, something that I could take in and digest. I discover it is not as simple as I thought it was. Next paragraph. About 2 or 3 years ago, a very distinguished American priest of the Diocese of New York was in conversation with Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Anybody who has that privilege wants to learn as much as they can, because, I'm quoting, she is a walking saint, good to associate with saintly people. Anyway, this distinguished cleric inquired of her what was it about the church today that she found most troubling. Now, he was expecting her, as I would have too, to say abortion, because she talks a lot about it. She was quoted in Time magazine in December 1989 with that utterance that was so elegantly and succinctly put, which is like a blow to the solar plexus, she said. If a mother can kill her own child, then what is left of the West to be destroyed? Now we go on. So, the priest asked, Mother, I expected something like that. But, surprisingly, what did she say? She said the thing she found most troubling in the church today was the reception of communion in the hand. Sisters, we are talking about the Holy Eucharist. I would like to share with you something that, given my work for the church, I know. Communion of the hand began in Holland among the Dutch. The same time they published the Dutch Catechism, all the bishops of Holland approved that catechism.